Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody shout hallelujah to the King tonight. Church, are you ready to take back all that the enemy has stolen? Reclaim the systems of this world, for the kingdom of this world are become the kingdom of our Lord. So if we walk around, you tell them, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back. Tonight, Father, we reclaim the mountains. We go forth in the power and authority. Come on, SG, lift it down. Say, can't you hear?
God bless you. God bless you. This is Apostle Flowers. Thank you for tuning in, internet listeners, those that are listening by landline or through your cell phone. We thank God for you. We thank God for Kingdom Builders International. You are listening to Restore Paths to Dwell In broadcast, and I'm Apostle Flowers. Our ministry is Repair the Breach International Ministries. We thank God for you. And this is the third Monday of the month. You are in a treat on tonight. We want you to be in high expectation. Be expecting a move of God as you tune in, as you're listening to the broadcast on tonight. Get your spirits stirred up. Get your faith elevated and lifted on tonight. If your faith, if you're low in your faith tank on tonight, tonight is the time to get refueled up, amen, in your faith, to get stirred up. Get what you need, an impartation that you need on tonight so that you can move forward in the things of God. Also, I want to thank God for our prophetess, Teresa, the founder of Kingdom Builders. We just thank and praise God for the work that she is doing and those that are working alongside with her. Amen. Concerning the internet radio and what God is doing, and we ask that you continue to pray for the work of the Lord to continue to go forth and go forth unhindered, and that the gospel would continue to get out, amen, that the people of God will be blessed and delivered and saved, salvation. The most important thing is souls. Jesus said, I come not for those that are healed, but I came for those that are sick. So those that are healed don't need a physician. So it's the ones that are sick, the one that needs a physician, that needs to be healed. So, again, get stirred up on tonight. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we bless you, we glorify you, we magnify you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we can do nothing without you. We are helpless without you. God, we praise you, we adore you, we glorify you, we magnify your word, declares to give thanks unto you for all things. For this is your will that concerns us, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we want to say thank you, Lord. We bless you, God. We praise you. We adore you, Lord, God. We thank you for every test, every trial, every tribulation in our life, God. We may not understand some of the things that we go through, some of the things that we experience in life, Lord, but we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, God, because, Lord, you work all things out and together for our good, God, and we thank you for it on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we cast from off of us, Lord, murmuring, complaining, God, because we don't want this to allow us to keep wondering, God, to be wondering in our wilderness season, in the name of Jesus. Lord, it is your will to bring us out of a wilderness season. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God, Lord, that we have a garment of praise and thanksgiving upon this, God, when we're going through our wilderness experience, our wilderness season in our life, God, in the name of Jesus. We have an attitude of thanksgiving and gratitude unto you, Lord, being thankful for all things, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, because it is your will that concerns us, Lord. And, Lord, you know your perfect will for our lives, God, in the name of Jesus. You just want us to know your perfect will for our lives. And, Lord, we bless you on tonight. We give you the praise. We cancel every demonic assignment of the enemy, of the devil, on tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your anointing break and destroy every yoke. Let your anointing be released, God. Those that are listening under the sound of my voice right now, those that the enemy have held in bondage, those that the enemy have held captive, and then I command you to be loosed on tonight, to be loose from oppression. I command you to be loose from depression in the name of Jesus. I command you to be loose from every sickness, every disease, every spirit of infirmity. I command it to loose your body right now from emotional hurts. I command you to be loose right now, damage, trauma, in the name of Jesus, to your emotions, to your heart, in the name of Jesus. I command you to be healed right now in your emotions. I command your heart to be healed right now in the name of Jesus. I command the fragments of your soul that have been scattered to the four corners of the earth. I speak to the angel of the Lord, hallelujah, to go and to gather up those fragments of your soul and bring them back and place them back in their proper order in the name of Jesus. And that you be made whole on tonight in the name of Jesus, and that the word of God will begin to penetrate your spirit, your heart, and your mind, and give you that which you need in the name of Jesus, because the Holy Spirit knows what you need on tonight in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, we acknowledge you. We acknowledge you in all our ways. We acknowledge you. We invoke your presence, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Have your way. Lord, I pray right now that the gifts of the Spirit be stirred, be activated right now. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, words of deliverance be released, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. That burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God be released in the name of Jesus on the waves right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for angels being dispatched right now into the aid and to the needs of the people of God. We thank you, Lord, for your angelic warring angels being dispatched and released right now on behalf of the people of God, to fight in the heavenlies concerning the people of God in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray, Lord God, that the people of God begin to put on the whole armor of God and begin to get up and to rise up and begin to war and begin to reclaim their mount, to begin to take back everything that the enemy have stolen and taken away from them in the name of Jesus, that they will not back down, that they will not retreat, that they will not back up in the name of Jesus, but begin to move forward in the things of you, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. And we praise you, and we bless your name right now, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank God, amen and amen. Well, people of God, you are in a treat on tonight. Amen. We got Prophetess Flowers who's going to be ministering to you on tonight. It was a blessing to – she was on a little while back. Amen. But she's going to come and bless you again on tonight. The woman of God, mighty woman of God, my wife, Prophetess Angel Flowers, First Lady, amen, my good thing, my sweet thing, my everything, amen. So I thank God for the woman of God. She's a great encourager. Thank God. I want you to just begin to pour, amen, pour on the gifts of the Spirit on the inside of the woman of God. Begin to pour on her mantle. Put a demand on the mantle of God that is upon her life, amen, and listen to the words of the Lord as God uses her on tonight, amen, and receive your breakthrough, amen, receive, amen, what it is that you're believing God for on tonight, begin to pull, begin to look for answers, amen, be expecting that as the word of the Lord be ministered through her lips. Amen. The oracles of God be released. Amen. Look, I believe, God, that many of you that are listening on tonight are going to receive clarity on tonight. Many of you, amen, that the eyes of your understanding is going to be enlightened on tonight. Many of you are going to receive direction on tonight that you've been looking for. Many of you are just going to receive just that breakthrough, that extra push that you need concerning your ministry. Many of you that have been going through some things in between a rock and a hard place, amen, God has an answer for you on tonight. So always be in high expectation. Always look, amen, for a supernatural move of God, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So now let me step on the side and let the woman of God come on and come forth in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you tonight, God. We give you the praise. Even wherever you are, just begin to give God the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the glory, because it's due unto him. Holy, we give you praise, God. We give you the honor, God. Lord, we thank you, God, that we reach your heart, God, even concerning your people, God, that it be spoken to the lives of your people, God. I just speak life today, God, for your people, God, in every area of their life, God, even to the hearers, God, to the listeners, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for purpose being fulfilled today, because we know that that's very important, that purpose be fulfilled in the lives of your people, God. I pray that the listeners find hope, God, find strength, even the more, God, even through the broadcast, through hearing the words of the Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Bring strength to them, strength, peace to their mind, God, in their body, God. Lord, make them whole today, God, in every area of their life, God. And we give you praise, honor, and glory, God. Bring answers, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you glory. I give you the honor and praise in Jesus' name, God. And I bless you and I thank you for it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 I just want to first give honor to God, who's ahead of my life. I thank God as well for Apostle Flowers, who is my husband. I thank God for him and his strength and for just pushing me forward. I thank God for that, because he's truly a man of God, a man of honor. I respect him in his office and his ministry as a husband, as an apostle, as a shepherd as well. I thank God for him. I thank God for placing him in my life. And it's very important that we give honor to whom honor is due in our life. And most importantly, I give honor to my Father, my God, who's been ahead of my life, who had ordained my life from a child, from a baby. My God, every step was ordained by God. It was ordained by God that I be here this day. And God wants you to know that it's ordained by God that you continue and walk in your purpose. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I know one thing that God has graced me in is something to trust God. And that's what I'm going to share about, is trust. And as God lead, I'm just going to let him have his way, because that's what trust is. Trust is not depending upon yourself. It's depending on God. You're depending and leaning on God concerning every situation, everything in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We do not come subject to the things that are around us. Even though things around you may be chaotic or confusion or whatever may be going on around you today on your job or wherever you go, that you're not subject to those things. That God has given us power to speak life, to speak blessings, even to God's people, even wherever we may go. Hallelujah. But God wants us to trust. And I was praying the other Sunday, and the Lord gave me this. And I was like, oh, God, what is it? What would you have your people to hear? What is it on you? What's on your heart, God, concerning your people? What do your people need today? Hallelujah. And he said, he spoke to me and he said, teach my people to trust me. teach my people to trust me. Hallelujah. Sometimes we think that we're trusting God and we're not. We believe in God. But you can't say I'm trusting God and I'm believing God, but you want to do your own thing. You know, that's not trust. You must follow after Jesus, follow after Christ. You must submit yourself and humble yourself before the mighty hand of God. Hallelujah. God will interrupt your life. He will interrupt your life. He will interrupt you. You may be busy doing something else, and God will interrupt you and say that I have a purpose for you. I have a purpose, a plan for you. Even as you look at Saul, his name later became Paul. Saul was, he was killing the people of God and doing so many things, and God called him and binded him in 3 days and told him, thus saith the Lord, and says, from this day forth, you're going to do my work. And even Ananias did not want to, he wanted to say, no, look at this person. You've seen what he's been. You see his background. You've seen all these things, and you want me to come and he's blind. You want me to give him his sight back? And God said, yes, even those people, even the ones that you've turned away from, that you said, no, God can't use him. God can't use her because of her background, because of their situation. God said, yes, that's who I want to send you to. And so many times people of God, we run from what God is calling us to do. We run from those things. And a lot of times when you have discernment of people and God give you discernment, I know how they are. I know that their ways. A lot of times we run from those people. We run from them, even whether they be in the church, in the world. And God said, the very thing that you're running from is what I'm going to bring you to. Just like Jonah, he ran from the people. He said, I don't want to go talk to them. I don't want to have nothing to do with them. But God said, these are the people I want to raise up a remnant that's going to be obedient. I want to raise up my soldiers, someone that's going to be faithful and speak, thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone can mute their phone. Hallelujah. Praise God. He want to raise you up for his glory to be used as a vessel. Hallelujah. You must trust God. You must trust him. I'm reminded of early on, as I began to seek the face of God, I began to consecrate and get before God in prayer and read my word. And I had made up my mind. I said, God, I need to change my habits of not studying the word. I need to be in the word. I knew it was important. I heard it every Sunday. And so I made up my mind that I will not close my eyes until I read the Bible, until I read the word. And as I began to lay for days, I would come in and I would read the word and pray. And sometimes I would just be sitting up in my bed, and the Lord would just begin to give me visions while I read the word. He began to give me visions of things. And I remember one time the Lord showed me something, my brother. He showed me my brother, and I told him everything that had took place. And I said, I was right here. I saw everything. And he said, no. He said, no, angel, you wasn't here. Nobody was here. And I told him, I saw the guys that came and knocked on the door, and he answered it. And I knew something was not right. And as he came in the house, as he came in, the Lord began to reveal and show me things. He began to show himself to me and reveal himself. God wanted to reveal himself to you, so you can be a vessel for him, a vessel of honor, not of dishonor. But if we're not walking in obedience, we cannot be a vessel of honor. God wants you to pass those tests that come in your life. The reason we go through tests, just like in school, the reason you go through tests is not so that, God want to test you. No. It's for you. It's so you can know where you are. You can know where I'm coming short, where I'm falling short. When you go through tests and things happen in your life, it's not so God can know he wanted to see if you was going to fail and this. Now, God said he know everything about you. He know your beginning from your ending. God already know where you are. He already know if certain things was to approach you or come your direction that you wouldn't know how to handle it. God wants you to know where you are so you can be built up and strengthened. Hallelujah. God wants you to, it's very important that we recognize where we are. Praise God. And I thank God for him being God because he lead the message, he lead everything, what he want to say concerning his people. Because sometimes we can decide, well, I'm gonna do this and I'm going to do that. And God says, I'm not in that. I'm over here. You say, I'm going to go to this church. But God will say, no, you're going to do this. Jonah, he didn't want to go to a certain people that killed his people. But God said, no, this is where you're going to go. And God would allow everything around you to shake up. He will allow things to shake up. I remember several times that we have been in different places. We have visited different church locations. We lived in different places, and the Lord said, pack your bags, it's time to go. I'm living at, I had, you know, we lived here, and we live in different places and locations, and the Lord said, your assignment is up here. It's time to go. It's time to go. It's time to move. But if I know, where am I going to go to? What am I going to do? You know, but God said, it's time to go. And even as I'm reminded even now of Moses, praise God, I'm reminded of Moses and how God spoke to him. Matter of fact, I'm going to go to Abraham. I'm reminded of Abraham, how God told him to pack up your things, get up, go to a place that I'm going to show you of. And how many of you all, people of God, if God said right now to you, just think about it, you, your family, everybody that's in your household, and God say, pick up your things, get up, it's time to go. How many of you would do that, honestly, and the Lord speak to you, would just leave? And not only that, he didn't give him all the details about it. He didn't tell him you're going to go to Timbuktu and go to A and go to Z. No, he didn't give him all the instructions. He said, just obey me. Just obey what I ask. He said, get up and leave. And a lot of women, they will be like, if their husband comes to them and say, okay, family, children, we all getting up and we're leaving and we're going here. We'd be like, we going where? I want to know the details. I want to know what time. I want to know what place. You know, you want to know all every aspect of everything, but God may not give you all of that. God just wants you to obey him. A lot of times, well, I'm still seeking God about it. I know God told me to get up from the place where I'm at. I'm in a dry place. I'm in a dry church where I'm at. I'm not being fed. I feel like I'm dying. I know this. I know all of these things, but I don't know. God says, get up and go. Wherever you are, he said to go. And so we must obey God, and he had to obey God. And God showed him where to go on his way. If you just obey God with that little thing, be faithful over a few, he'll make you rule over much. One time I was sitting, my daughter is really young then at the time, and I was sitting outside of the school, and the Lord told me to go and speak a word. There were so many times the Lord has spoken and say, go do this and go do that. Lord, go do that. Like, no, it don't look like nothing is wrong. And the Lord told me to tell this young lady, God is going to heal you. He's going to heal you. And so I'm thinking like, God, ain't nothing wrong with her. You know, what I need to tell her that God's going to heal her. You know, these are the thoughts that we have in our mind when God speaks. We try to rationalize everything. We try to figure out everything. Hallelujah. But people, we must die. We must die to ourselves. That's the only way that we can truly be a vessel of God. That's the only way that we can truly be a vessel of God is if we die to ourselves. And I'm just reminded and I think about Jesus, how he died. and then how he died on the cross. And I remember how the scripture talks about how he's the potter and we are the clay, and Lord, shape me. We sing all the songs. We do all the dances and shouting and everything, but we don't know how to apply the word of God. We don't know how to use what we have. We say, Lord, shape me and mold me into what you would have me to be. And sometimes it starts there. You got to speak it out of your mouth, praise God, and just say, Lord, I need you. Lord, help me. But truly allow God to do that. We cannot put God in the box. That is one thing. I was at a conference this weekend, a marriage conference, and there is so many people that are crying. It's like, God, I'm looking for my spouse. I want to be married. And I see them, so many women, they're hungry. They're like, God, I know this is for me. I know I desire this thing. How many of you know we can go to God and inquire to our Father and say, God, I know that this is for me. And God has to get you in position and get you ready for it. When it comes that you'll be like, I don't want that. Oh, he don't make no money. He don't, you know. we get to saying what we don't want and what we don't like. And God said, yeah, this is what I want for you. This is what I desire. And God is going to continue to complete those things. And I saw so many women there, and they were just crying. It was like, God, is this person for me? Is that person, you know, just searching? But God said, seek first my kingdom, and everything else will be added unto you. And not only that, but God want to give you wisdom concerning those things, concerning the things of God, concerning your mate, concerning your spouse. God began to tell me before I got married, he said, prepare yourself, get in position. And women of God, God says in order to get in position, you must be in prayer before God, seeking the face of God, and just humbling yourself before him, spending time with God. Because until you get married, he is your king. He is your everything. And still after you get married, he's your king and your everything. But God wants you to know him for yourself, so that after you get married, when things begin to take place, when the storms and the winds blow, that it won't be built on a weak foundation. God don't want your marriage, God don't want your business, everything. He don't want it built on a weak foundation. It's very important. So if you don't know how to trust God while you're single, you can't trust him while you're single now. And how are you going to trust God with more responsibility, with more things? Because now, not only are you going to have to trust God for yourself, but and for that spouse, uplift them and speak in their life. Praise God. God wants us to trust him even now. Trust him. Hallelujah. He wants you to trust him. God is calling for you to trust him. He wants you to trust him. He wants to use you for his glory. He wants you to be a vessel of honor, not a vessel of dishonor. My God, my God. So even as I was sharing, the Lord told me to go speak a word to this person. And I spoke the word, and it seemed like even as I told the young lady that God was going to heal her, she began to say, who, me? And I said, and it was a long pause, and I was like, yes, God said he's going to heal you. Mind you, I'm outside of a school, taking my daughter to school, and she was young. And I said, the Lord told me that he's going to heal you. She said, me? She's like, huh? You know, huh? And so at this point, and I said, well, I was over there in the car, and listen, and the Lord just told me to come over here and tell you that he's going to heal you. And the young lady, she began to jump up and down, began to jump and began to praise God. And I thank God that I was obedient to say that to her, because if I didn't say that, I couldn't have reached her and spoken to her life. And God knew that she was going to receive it from me. And here it comes. The next day, the Lord said, told me to get up early and be at the door early. I normally wasn't at that school door early in the morning, and so what I did, I obeyed God. He said to get up and get to that school early, and I got there, and I was the first one. Nobody was even at the door. because there's a door outside the school that everyone waits for the doors to open for the children to come in, whether it's cold or whatever, it doesn't matter. And so I was at the door waiting, and next thing you know, an older Caucasian lady, she came, and she was the second one at the door. And she was at the door. She began to speak to me the next day and say, "You're the one who spoke into my," it was kind of like a daughter-in-law. The young lady was married to her son. She's like, "You're the one who spoke into my daughter's life." And I was like, "Yes." And she began to tell me that she was bulimic and everything, and how she had been praying for her salvation. And also the young lady was an atheist. She did not believe God, but she was living in her household with herself and her husband, and they had been praying and talking to her, wanting her to know the things of God. And she began to tell me, "Do you know the very thing, young lady?" She said, "The very thing that you're doing, I did it for years and years. The Lord would send me on the street and give messages to people and give messages to them and speak into their life. And now she's reaping the blessing. But God need a vessel first to go and do that thing. If I was not obedient to God," a lot of times fear will stop you from being obedient. Fear will stop you from moving out into that business. God has spoken in your life over and over. "I see you with your own business. I see you with the ministry. I see you going forth. I see you traveling." And God will bring opportunities to you, but because of fear, we don't move out. We don't step out because of fear. And God don't no longer want this spirit of fear to hinder us, to hinder his people. I believe fear stops his people. It stops and hinders you. It takes the life out, just like as a tree, just like a tree, and how weeds begin to grow around that tree. And as those weeds, if somebody don't come and pluck up those weeds, people of God, God is saying that I want to pluck up those weeds that are around you, those weeds that's feeding you garbage. Don't surround yourself around those things. Those things that are contrary to the things of God. Hallelujah. That's why God says obedience is better than sacrifice tonight. He said obedience is better than sacrifice. There are reasons God placed the word of God in our life as the standard of by which we should live. Because anytime we step out of that, we step out of the protection of God. Hallelujah. And some things was coming to me. The Lord has been showing me something concerning, like, you know how someone get into a dangerous situation and they had to share some very important information. They have to be under protective service, well, protective care from the government. Like, we watch the movies all the time, how it'll be someone in there and they have to change their identity, change their name. They have to change so many things about them, and they have to kind of like put them in hiding until they catch the person that that's going to see those that may seek after their life. And so God, we are in God's protection. We are in his hand. We're in his protection. But as soon as we step out of that protection, then our things are allowed. The enemy is allowed to come in and do different things. Because you're no longer on God's territory. Just like a child, if you tell them to stay right here, stay in the house, and then they decide to leave out of that house or out of that place where God is saying, then they step out of the protection. It's like we'll be at different places or have our children say, "Stay where I can see you. You're playing on the swings and everything, stay in this area, over here on the swings, on the playground area. Stay where I can see you. Don't go venture off. This is where I'm at." And God is saying, "This is where I'm at. Stay with me. Stay in my protection plan. Stay with me. Because as soon as you step out of me, then other things that may come against you, God will allow," just like I'm thinking about how even how those that were taken over a state of reprobation, a reprobate mind, even in the Word of God, how the man, he was taken over. And just like the prodigal son, he began to go and live out in the mud with the pigs and everything when he had a father, a king. Hallelujah. He had provision and everything that he needed, but he stepped out of where God has ordained and placed him, and then so these things began to come up against him. Praise God. But God wants you to trust. Psalms 20:7, it says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Just as Joseph, the Lord gave him that dream, and the Lord showed him. The Lord showed him exactly what was his life was going to look like. He showed him being in the place of authority. Praise God. But everything came up against him. And I guarantee you, if one thing that took place, God placed inside of him was trust. That even in spite of all the things that he went through, God showed him, even when he was in a prison, God placed him in a place of authority. Everywhere that Joseph ended up at, God put him in places of authority. No matter where he went, God put him in places of influence. He was influencing in the prison. He influenced in the house, everywhere. It was ordained by God because he wanted the people of God to be set free. God allowed you to go through things so that his people can be free and delivered. God allowed me not so that I can hide it and so I can put it under a bushel and so I can act, put on a front and act like I didn't been through nothing in my life, so that I can walk around and act like everything in my life has been peaches and cream, but that I didn't go through no struggles. That I didn't have to face some giants in my life, and that God had to teach me how to overcome the giants, the things that seem impossible. He didn't do that so I can hide it and be ashamed of it. He didn't allow you to go to jail. He didn't allow you to go through the things that you went through so you can be ashamed of it, but that you can give him the glory concerning your life. Hallelujah. I grew up in the church. I knew what the church was. I was judged by people because of my exterior. I love God. I went to church no matter what was going on. I know who my God was. No matter who tried to take that from me, I ran after God. Hallelujah. There were some times I was in church and I remember used to thinking, I can't wait to get back home. Because I want to spend time with God. I could not wait. I was like, oh, I can't wait to get back home because I want to spend time with God. His presence is so good. It's life. Hallelujah. God helped me. He blessed me. God looked down and saw me, looked down from heaven and saw this young girl, this young lady that was searching after God and with all that she could. And had showed me mercy, showed me grace, showed me love, showed me what a father is, showed me what a mother is. Hallelujah. And I thank God. I had children out of wedlock before I got married to my husband. I had children out of wedlock. I was not married when I had my children. God says, don't lose hope on your family, on your children. Because you see the things they're doing. Sometimes we get disenchanted, get upset because of the things that they've done. And I thank God that having someone in my life, my mother, having people, my uncle, speaking in my life, having those that saw me further than where I was, I thank God for that, for God seeing me further than where I was and showing me love and speaking in my life and saying, it's okay, you're going to get through this. Sending the people of God in my life. Hallelujah. I thank God for that because God didn't give up on me. God is not giving up on you. God know your mistakes. He know your downfall. He know your when you sit down. He know your uprising. I love that scripture. It talks about how he loves. Now, he knows it. He knows my downfall. He knows my uprising. So that means he knows when I fall. He knows when I go up. He knows everything about you. Holly, nobody knows you like God. That's why it's important you get to know him like the way he knows. God loves you. He loves you with an everlasting love. It don't matter what you've been through. It don't matter what you've seen, what you've heard. God loves you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God for my husband. I thank God he's a man of honor. I thank God that he put up with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So many things that he pointed out in my life, and we were just sharing over this Valentine weekend. We were just talking with each other about some things, and I was just telling him recently how there were things that he was pointing out to me, and I just could not see it. I couldn't see it, that I still had issues. I felt like I was delivered and set free, and I moved on from out of those dry places. But I began to realize that I was treating my husband a certain way because I still needed healing from past relationship. I still needed that inner healing. And it caused me not to have fear. It caused me not to trust. You have to really think about that trust. Why is it that you, if somebody lied to you, you don't trust them no more? You don't trust them about nothing. You lied to me about one thing. I ain't trusting none of you, nothing. Why is that? Holly, but I learned, and I began to speak, and I began to say, God, I trust you. I trust you. I was so insecure about many things my husband had to go through, insecure about so many things, but I learned to trust God and say, God, I trust you for myself. I trust you for my husband. I trust you for my children. I trust you. Holly, you may not know how you're going to pay certain bills in your life. You may not know how you're going to get transportation and get around. You may not know, but you say, Lord, I trust you. Hallelujah. The word of God says, seek first my kingdom, and everything else is going to be added unto you. Praise God. And even that scripture says, some trust in chariots, horses, but we trust in the name of God. I look up chariot, and in Angel's definition, that's my name, my first name, my definition is, for a chariot, is the vehicle in which you use. And in your own spare time, you can look up what a chariot is, the vehicle in which you use, and a horse to get to where you're going, horsepower. Like a lot of times, even the vehicles, you see the commercial, they talk about horsepower. The horses were the first means of transportation, horses, donkeys, so forth. You know, but horses was used even then as the means of transportation. So it says, I wrote here, it says the vehicle in which you use to get to where you are going. And that's horsepower equals car. Also, the horse can mean pride. So when you look at that scripture, Psalms 20:7, it says some trust in chariots and some in horses. Some of them are trusting in their own pride, in their own self to get the job done. You're trusting in your job. You're trusting in what you've learned in school. You're trusting in all your head knowledge. But God said, I want you to trust me for this next level. God said, trust me for this new place. Hallelujah. Before I met my husband, the Lord gave me a vision and showed me him. I saw him in the vision. I saw him in everything. I saw him with glasses on. I saw him with glasses, and I was like, God, why is my husband wearing glasses? And need to know, not even knowing that one day I was going to be wearing glasses myself. Praise God. Hallelujah. My husband pointed that out. When I saw him, I said, I saw myself and I saw these children in the background. Praise God. And I saw that and I began to hold on to the dream. God said, continue to hold on to the dream. What did I tell you? What did I speak to you? You cannot be unwavering in what I've spoken to you. Women, we must speak into the lives of our men. We must speak life into them. There's so many men that are absent from our families, from the families. so many men that are locked up in jail, mothers. Speak life into your men. Speak life to them. They in jail. Yes, they know. They already know they messed up. They already know they made mistakes. But I'm telling you, spoken words are powerful. The word of God talks about a wise woman builds her house. And as I begin to read Proverbs, I love Proverbs. As you get to know me, I'm always quoting from Proverbs. It talks about a wise woman building her house, a foolish woman plucking it down. And then also in that same passage, in those same passages in Proverbs, it talks about your words and the words that you speak. And so the Lord showed me how can a wise woman pluck her house down. The number one way you can pluck your house down is by speaking negative words to your children, to your husband. Speaking, I don't even care if it's true. Every time you speak a negative word, that can tear that house down. God want us to build. He want our women. He wants you to build. As I was sharing with someone, the Lord showed me they've gone through so many things in their life. A young lady concerning the family, concerning a mother, not having a mother really present the way they needed. The Lord showed it to me concerning this young lady. And the Lord said, God says, begin to change yourself. You begin to change your heart. You just begin to give out. Sometimes we want things from others. And God says, just take up from yourself. Begin to die on that cross. Die to yourself, what you want, your desires. How to be a servant of God, you must be moldable and remain in the hand of the master. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on the cross. Whoever wants to become great among you, you must be servant. Hallelujah. And Lord, I pray and ask you even now, God, to help us to become servants. Help us to not just be thinking about how my feelings are hurting. And how I'm hurting, they did this to me, that we forgive, that we'll walk in love. Hallelujah, that we will walk in love. God wants you to forgive from your heart. There is things that people have done to you, said to you. Hallelujah. Why do couples and things go to bed upset and angry with each other? Why do they do that? Why do they argue and get upset and things? Because they have not truly learned how to forgive. Even Jesus said, Lord, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Why are you upset with your coworkers, with people? Think people are doing things, they're overlooking you. They're not seeing you. People are not supporting you the way you feel like they should because you support them. That tells me one thing. Hallelujah. That your motives, you have to check your motives. Why am I doing what I'm doing? If you do things and then you get upset because others are not doing the same things that you do, you need to check your motives. Why am I doing this? You doing this to receive something in return? Jesus said, Father, forgive them. His own people received him not. They did not receive him. While they was plucking him in his side, as they took that spear in his side and he began to bleed as he hung on that cross, as he died, he was not thinking about himself, but he was thinking about God's people. When people are spitting in your face and things, when people are talking about you, you must say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. His love was that great, people of God. His love was that great that he died for us on Calvary. Hallelujah. He died for your sins. And I'm going to open up the lines for those that need prayer, that are struggling, whatever area you're struggling in. Hallelujah. Even after I give this salvation, the prayer of salvation. And I'm going to pray first. Heavenly Father, I just thank you, God. I praise you. I give you the honor and glory for this day, for this time, for your people, God. I thank you for moving on their behalf, even now, speedily, even where they've been hurt, where they've been torn and abused, God, misused, even in their past, God. I just speak healing, God, in the name of Jesus, that they will seek first your kingdom, that they will seek you, God, because it's all about you, Father. It's all about the will. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I bless you. I thank you, God, for completing and finishing the work. In the name of Jesus, we bless you and give you praise. And for those that want to be saved, say, Lord, hallelujah.
Oh.
If you, I admit that I have sinned.
I have sinned.
Hallelujah. I have fallen short.
I've fallen short.
From your glory.
From your glory.
Lord, I repent.
Lord, I repent.
That means I turn away. Hallelujah. I turn my heart away.
Turn my heart away.
Hallelujah. Of my sins. I repent for my sins.
I repent for my sins.
I confess that Jesus
is Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Baptize me with your Holy Spirit. Lord, I choose to obey you.
Lord, I choose to obey you.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank you, those that have given your life to God, that God, he heard it. Those that have repented and turned away from your sins, that you already know, God, he's heard you and answered. Hallelujah. I'm going to turn. To evangelist.
Glory to Hallelujah. God. Glory to God. If you go over the phones, or over the internet, and you said the prayer of salvation, you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you do not have a Bible, Kingdom Builders International will send you a Bible or a Bible on MP3 player. You can go to www.kingdombuilderplaza.org and let us know. Give us your prayer requests. We would love to stand in your faith fights with you. Glory be to God. We are rejoicing, and the angels and the Lord are rejoicing. And then welcome to the body of Christ. Glory be to God.
Yeah.
Your Father. And the lines are open. So at this time, if there's any prayer requests, if any testimonies, a praise report, or comments, you may come forth now. Glory to God.
I have a prayer request.
Yes.
I want a prayer for healing of this cyst that I have on my ovaries.
Okay. What's your name and what state are you calling from?
Ashley, and I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois.
Okay. Glory be to God, Ashley. You said Ashley?
Yes, ma'am.
Prophetess, can you pray for her, please?
Thank you, Jesus, Lord. We bless you. God, we give you praise, honor, and glory. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just speak healing, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We all on the line. We agree, God, that even as we speak a word, so it is established. Hallelujah. Even in the natural realm, God, we thank you that it's manifested. Even in our ovaries, God. I speak healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Healing in her body, not by might, nor by power, but by your spirit. In the name of Jesus. We speak healing, God, in our body, even as you just touch around the area. My God, we plead the blood of Jesus over her life, over her destiny, over her purpose, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that she shall come forth, that she is coming forth, God, in the name of Jesus, pure gold, in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you that she is healed by your stripes. She is healed, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Cover her mind, God. Lord, that she will not believe the report of the enemy in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we bless you and we thank you, Lord, Father, that she is steadfast and unmovable and unshakable. Despite every word, despite every test, everything that has come up against her, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that she's an overcomer, that she has the victory in Jesus' name, God. My God, even anoint her hands even now, God. Anoint our hands, God, for the work is great. In the name of Jesus. And we bless you and we agree, and it is so. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Continue to decree the word. Continue. Yes. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Anyone else on the line that has a prayer request, a praise report, a comment, you may come forth now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Come forth now. Well, Prophetess, I have a request of a young lady that my hair. Her son was his birth, telling him not to go out with these other kids, that he's not a street kid, and she didn't have good vibes with him. He went out anyway with them, and being a follower and not a leader, they had BB guns, and they were sticking people up with BB guns. Kids at school. It was some type of school event or whatever. So now they have him in jail, and they have him in the county, even though this is his first offense. He have no offenses. And his name is Eric, and her name is Toya. I already pray with her and believe in God with her, but I just would like for you to be in agreement with me concerning him, with favor with the judge and favor with his lawyer, and that God would just keep him and protect him, because they didn't put him in juvenile, they put him in the county jail. And so I just want to keep her lifted up in prayer and just come in agreement with me. Glory to God.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We agree even now, God, concerning the petition that's already up before you, God. Hallelujah. We agree, God, that you're turning everything around for this young man. Lord, even touching his heart, God. Lord, protecting him, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your angels of protection surrounding him. In the name of the angels of fire, God, covering him, God, under the blood, shielding him, protecting him. Lord, we thank you for giving peace to the mother, God. In the name of Jesus, give him favor, God. And bring him out in the name of Jesus, God. We bless you. We thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, that it is so in their life. We decree it, that he shall be living for you, God. Reading the word, searching after you, Lord, that you'll get a hold of his life, God. And, Lord, we ask that you will draw him. You said no man can come to you except you draw him, God. And, Lord, we're asking in agreement today that you will draw him by your spirit, my God, in the name of Jesus, for your glory. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, God. Let there be a testimony come forth from him. And, Lord, let it, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we speak obedience. In the name of Jesus, we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. It is so.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Covering him.
God, glory to God. And Kingdom Builders International is having a prophetic intercessor conference in the Detroit, Michigan area, April the 24th, 25th, and 26th. I'm sorry, 25th, 26th, and 27th. You can go on www.kingdombuildersplaza.org to get the information. And also, it's a slide on there from the conference from last year. Glory to God. We give glory, God, all the glory. And also, we have intercessory prayer every Monday through Saturday at 5 o'clock a.m. to 6 o'clock a.m. Then that is Central Time. And the number you can call is 218-895-0280. That's 218-895-0280. And the code is 7729. Glory to God. And also, if you'd like to make a donation to sow a seed into Kingdom Builders International, again, you can go to the website. It is a secure website at www.kingdombuildersplaza.org. And glory to God. And woman of God, I just thank you for coming on tonight. I thank you for that awesome word. And as you said, we have to trust God. I know that I've been saved now for 14 years. I didn't get saved till I was 33. So I've been saved for 15 years. Glory to God. And a month after I got saved, from my ankle to my my ankles went out on me, and my legs started hurting, and I had to wear gym shoes for 2 years. And then a year later, I was totally bedridden off and on, and the doctor said I had fibromyalgia, and I had to stop working. And I had been working since I was 17. I was used to working and taking care of myself, but at that time I had just got married also. And so one of the reverends told me, he said, trust God. I'm like, trust God? I don't even know God. Glory to God. But at that time, I couldn't do nothing but trust him, because everything that I thought I depended on was disappearing. I couldn't work. This and that income. Used to pay bills, and then they come in the mail. Then I had to pray over bills. Glory to God.
Yes.
Truly have to trust God. I couldn't work no more after 15 years. I couldn't write. I couldn't comb my hair sometimes. I couldn't get out the bed. But I had to trust God. Right now, people will fight my hour to see me. They're like, you're not bedridden. It's a lot of people bedridden. But I have to trust God that I'm not going to bed. I had to trust God. I had to get up. I had to go to church. I stayed at church, and I would put Bengay on. I'm like, Bengay was my cologne, my perfume for years, because that helped me. Because I know once I got at that church, I was going to raise my hands. I was going to clap. It hurt for me to clap, because with fibromyalgia, it attacked your muscles. So my brother said, what is it? It's like a toothache all over your body that aches whenever it want to ache in your muscles. And so I had to learn to trust him. But now, prophetess, I can say I trust him.
My God.
Trust you, Lord, what Donnie McClurkin used to say. That when it came out around that time. I had to trust you with everything you think you need is getting snatched away from him. Can you still trust him? Can you still praise him? Glory to God. Can we, saints of God, in the midst of the turmoil, can you still trust him? And out of all of that, he developed me into a worship and a praiser, because no matter what, I trusted him and praised him and gave him my all. I would still feed people on my own. I live off of Social Security. This would be less than $1,000 a month. And I would feed people. Sometimes I have to sit in a chair and feed people. I would cook for people. I would give people clothes and give them myself, because I had to do something. So I said, I'm going to trust you, Lord, that as I give out myself to other people, that you're going to continue to take care of me. So I tell people, you know what? God take very good care of me.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff we want is not what we need. He said he'll supply every need, not our wants. So we have to trust him. In these end times, we have to trust him. As prophet said, also seeking his face, spending time with him, so we can know him and know his voice. So a stranger voice we would not follow. Glory be to God. So I just wanted to say that we have to, in the midst of the pain, we have to trust him in the midst of the pain. Glory be to God. So, woman of God, right now, I just want to cover you in a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, say,
my God, thank you.
Plead the blood of Jesus over the woman of God from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, Lord God. I plead the blood of Jesus over her ministry, over her husband, over her children, and I thank you that no weapon, it ain't formed against her shall prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind up the spirit of backlash or retaliation. That may try to come against the woman of God for the word that she bought for us tonight in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for your warning angels. Hey, Cordon of Arcea, that's warned on her behalf in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for opening up the eyes of her understanding even the more, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for opening doors, God, for the woman of God in the name of Jesus.
My God.
No weapon formed against her shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. They may fall at her left and 10,000 her right, but no harm shall nigh her dwelling, because that's what your word says, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't want to see you. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord,
glory
for elevating the woman of God in you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. And more wisdom and revelation and understanding of you and your word, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Thank you, God, for the ministry that you have in her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God. You're worthy of all the glory and honor and praise, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. I just lift her up to you, God. Hey, she could almost see you, God. I thank you for covering her, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, hey.
Thank you, Lord.
I pray, amen, and glory to God.
Amen.
And then you should almost see God.
My God.
Thank you, Lord God. We trust you, Lord. You say, lead not to our own understanding. Acknowledge you in all your ways. Say, all our ways, God, and you would direct our path. So we trust you, Lord. We would acknowledge you, God. And not try to understand, God. Glory be to God. Knowing that whatever the enemy meant for evil, that you have turned it around for the good in our lives already.
We've got to
walk therein, God, in the name of Jesus. And it will see any shatter. Glory be to God. A woman of, just if you have any last words or comments before we end the line.
Praise God. I just want to thank you once again and thank God. Thank you all for having me. And I just thank God for his glory being manifested in the people of God's life. He won his glory. To be manifest. He don't want us to want you to put in under a bushel. He don't want you to hide it. He don't want you to be ashamed of what you've been through. God wants to get the glory out of your life. Praise God. And in order to do that, we must die and we must trust him. And I know Apostle Flowers want me to if anyone wants to know how to get in contact with us or know what we're having service. The number, the area code is 773-888-3356. Again, it's 773-888-3356. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for having us.
God bless you also. Well, again, I just thank God for everyone that has called in. Over the phone lines, everyone that has this over the internet that's listening to the broadcast, we give praise and honor to God, to you also, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. And again, Anabosia, Kingdom Builders International, love you, but God love you more. Glory to God, and have a blessed rest of the evening, and good night.
Good night.